All right, joining us out here at the media center here at Texas Motorplex is your Top Fuel number one qualifier for the first time this season, Sean Langdon. Friday's run of 3.684 at 338 miles an hour easily held up to give Sean his 22nd career number one spot as well. Sean, obviously a great night last night to close out qualifying today with a really nice run. How confident are you heading into eliminations tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I always have a lot of confidence in the team, but it's nice to be able to make some good runs on Friday and Saturday. Obviously last night set the tone, and then today we were just trying to manage getting down the track. And so we were able to pick up a couple little bonus points, which is very critical at this point in the season. So I think they're good now.
on a good track.
We're all right. Was that you?
Bobby, get us on track.
So Sean, when you know that you have a day that nobody's really going to take the top spot away or anything, at what point do you guys start working for Sunday? Is it the first session or the last session?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like the mentality is Q1, you want to get yourself set up good to be ideally in the back of the pack for Q2, because that's going to set the tone for probably top 8 to 10 qualifiers typically. And then at that point, with the times that they set for the qualifying sessions for Saturday, we know we're not going to improve. So at that point, you're just basically, okay, what's it looking like for Sunday? What do we kind of think potentially we're going to be looking to try to run on Sunday? And then you just try to make the best judgment that you can. Obviously, little points matter, and little points, you try to make the best run possible. But you just try to get yourself set up to where you have confidence for race day.
So you begin basically on Q3, setting up for race day.
Yeah, I mean, and then I think, you know, a little bit of Q1, you know, you kind of, obviously, any time of anything in temperature, because you're racing in temperature, so you're, anytime you're, you know, taking that information for Sunday, and then, you know, I think first round, you could probably, it'll be cool enough where you could probably take a little bit from Friday night's run for first round, but first round only, and then everything else, rounds 2, 3, 4 would be Q1, 3, and 4.
Okay. Because Q4 is roughly around when we'll run the finals tomorrow, to roughly the same temperature. Is that factor into Brian's mind or your mind at all, that this is what the tree's going to look like, this is what the track's going to look like?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of those things go into play. So obviously I saw Brian keep going back into the box, and he kept turning it. He was turning it the not so fast way, so which I knew he was just wanting to be safe, and that's what he said afterwards. He said, I kind of laid up a little bit just because I, you know, was trying to get a run down the track, which in hindsight, you know, the car was very safe, and it also made a good run, and it was black track in probably the last 300, 400 feet, so there's still more left in if we can kind of get that, but we feel, you know, ideally we've probably gone 78 or 79 on that last run, so it's just a matter of getting everything in sync with one another.
Sean, given the fact that you finished as a runner-up here 3 times, looking for your first win at this track, with the 40th anniversary events and everything going on this weekend, how great would that be for you if you pulled it out and got the win tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, anytime we show up to a racetrack, we have the mindset of going out winning. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to get a win. Obviously, I haven't gotten it done here with, you know, those opportunities in the past, but we've always had good races in the final looking back on them. So some point, you know, doesn't happen, keep trying again, so we'll just keep trying at it, and hopefully we can get it done tomorrow. I'm
trying to hear a lot of talk like throughout the season of, like, you know, the year starts quick when it's cool out, and you're getting that ready for later in the year, and now we've kind of been in the countdown, and it's been like 4 hot racetracks right in a row, which is kind of pretty odd here in the countdown. Is that something you guys are looking at ahead of time? Like, you know, this is a little bit different than previous years, and preparing for that, you knowing it's, you know, instead of cool conditions, throw down conditions a lot and eliminations in the playoffs, it's probably a pretty radically different approach this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of for us, you know, we feel like we have a slightly better car with the cooler conditions. Mm-hmm. So we were hoping for more, you know, cooler conditions, obviously, but hasn't played out that way. But, you know, so it's just, you got to have a good fast car when you need it, but you also have to have a good consistent car when you need it too. Yeah. So that's kind of been the primary focus the last couple of races, getting the car consistent and manageable, right, where you can, you know, as we say, get the thing down to car wash. And, and you know, it's kind of a work in progress. You're always, right, it's always a moving target. So, but yeah, you just obviously try to get it figured out, and hopefully we can have a good weekend here, and then we can get the last two, and it'll cool off a little bit, and then we can run a little quicker.
Right. Awesome. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Chef. Good luck to you, Mark.
Thank you.